week, and then went on to 4 to 5 weeks, and then 6 weeks or more. Now it's back to four. Now in the third week, it's back to 4 to 5 weeks. So there was no clear objectives, which means if you don't have clear objectives for a war, it means you can't end it because you haven't achieved what you set as your objectives, because there aren't any objectives. They were basically dragged into this war by Israel, which does have clear objectives. And so they are in it. They don't know how they can get out of it. They want to get out of it. If you watch Trump in his various speeches and interviews, etc., talking about the Straits of Hormuz, I mean, this is the so-called leader of the free world, the commander-in-chief of the biggest army in the world. He goes on TV begging allies to please help to open the Strait of Hormuz. He even goes on TV asking China, which is his sworn enemy, to help to open the Straits of Hormuz. I mean, this is China, where he, you know, kidnapped the president of Venezuela and then prevented Venezuela from continuing to supply oil to China. He begs them to come and help. He doesn't know what to do. He has no plan. He has no real way in which he can understand how to get ships through the Straits of Hormuz. In the meanwhile, the Iranians have been extremely smart. They didn't mine the strait, because mining the strait means that it would be, you know, completely closed. No, they just issued a few threats. Their own ships go through. Chinese ships go through. Yesterday, with its transponder on, a Pakistani ship went through. As long as you coordinate with the Iranians, you can get through, and you're willing to pay for it. So they haven't closed it. But any ships that don't get their permission will be fired upon. That raises insurance rates. That makes it too expensive for ships to go through, and so they don't. Trump is stuck in a place where he doesn't know what to do or where to go.
Well, definitely will be interesting to see how it plays out over the next few months, especially leading up to that midterm election as well in the United States. And potentially Trump could be losing that midterm election. What will that then mean for the war in the Middle East? But Naim, we are going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for giving us your time this afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. That was Naim Jinas.